Right, welcome to the Chat Podcast. It's Entertainment Talks podcast for chat, mental health, and behind the scenes. I'm your host, Matthew, and I haven't done one of these for 6 months. So, I'm gonna try to take this episode in the most casual way that I can. I've been meaning to record this one for a minute. Yes. So, I don't think I'll be doing any behind the scenes, the numbers bit that I do. I'm gonna leave that off this time. Where do I start? Because, so I'm gonna basically use this as a mental health update episode. So I mentioned on excuse me, on a lot of podcasts over the last, say the last like 3 months or so, that I've been going through a particular situation. Now, before I do get into anything, I don't want anybody's pity. I don't want anybody's sympathy. That's not going to help you. It's not going to help me. It's not going to help anybody else. Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want you to feel, sorry for me or anything like that. So around about last year, I'd say around about middle last year, maybe. I started noticing things were getting a bit worse. Now I'm not going to talk on here about everything. I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about here and kind of explain the basics of what's going on. Because there's even things that my brain is doing to me that I don't understand yet. Just in case any of you are wondering, like, okay, have I got any appointments or anything else like that? I've got an appointment coming up on the 2nd of July. It's the 27th today. I don't know if I'm going to put this out today or in a couple of days or whenever. I might as well put it out today, I suppose. So that's the next, just so you know that there's like something coming up, which is hopefully helpful for you and also helpful for me, because I know then when the next talk with somebody is going to be. So the main, I'd say main couple of issues, because there's more than a couple of issues, and I know I've got 3 minutes into this and I've not explained a single thing yet, really. Very bad anxiety, really bad anxiety in some cases. And in the only way I can explain is mind spiraling. Now, how I would explain that is maybe different to how others would. Is when my brain decides you're going to think of between 5 to what feels like 25 different thoughts at once in the worst way possible, and it's going to cause you to lose, not lose control in like a rage sense, I don't mean it like that, but cause you to not be able to really think straight. It happens in random times of the day. It depends on, some of you might wonder with that kind of thing, like, okay, is there something that triggers that? There might be, but I've not figured that out yet. But it can happen when I'm doing any variety of a number of things. It's not sort of like do more of this and avoid this. It doesn't really seem to work like that. So that's been happening. And it's a combination of either things that are ongoing or things that are coming up. Of course, it's natural to, okay, when you've got mind spiraling and you've got anxiety, to think of something that's coming up and dread it for whatever reason your brain decides you're going to dread it for, essentially, right? And these can be the most simplest of things. Going to the shop. Why is it sometimes scary? Well, not scary. Why is it sometimes daunting to go to the shop? Because it is. Because my brain tells me it is. So those were a couple of examples. And then there's things like if I get told something's coming up, I start to think of like. And it could, again, could be something either very simple or something more specific. But I was going to say what I've gained the ability to do. That's not the right way to say it. What has also unfortunately happened at times is when I'm laying down to relax, that I can sometimes. Now, let's say I have nothing immediate that I need to do in the next couple of hours. So in terms of going to work or going to sleep or needing to, a meal time or something like that. Let's say it's a case where I've got a few hours to myself and I might have something in mind that I'm going to do, like maybe play a game for a couple of hours, watch something for a couple of hours, do a podcast or whatever the case may be. And it'll happen during that kind of point as well. Sorry, I know I've done a lot of ums and ahs, but it's this is it, it, I'm trying to do like the simple version of this because I don't want to break myself. Yeah, but just know and just keep in mind both for podcasts in the last 3 to 6 months. Or the last year, maybe. It might seem like everything is cool, calm, and collected when I'm talking about whatever I'm talking about on whatever it is. But it's not as simple as that either. I still do things like worry that I don't have enough show notes, too many show notes. Simple little kind of things like that. Like, should I have more information? Do I have too? Am I reading too much information on certain things? Am I doing the podcast, correctly? What does that what does that mean? And I unfortunately do get very, very lost in overthinking, very lost in my own thoughts. Tie that together with anxiety, and it's not a pretty picture, unfortunately. But yeah, so because I recently went through this 6 week kind of mental health course where I did various things. I'm now being moved on to the next phase, which I guess is what this upcoming 2nd of July appointment's going to be. I think it's going to be to do with looking at options and deciding what's best and whatnot, which sounds good to me. What I do also want to do. Because I think, now I don't know what it might be. I think, I'm going to read something out in a second. I think I saved it. Yeah, there it is. So, mind spiraling, I'm definitely doing that. Anxiety, that definitely happens. Depression and low kind of thoughts, that sort of thing, that definitely happens. That doesn't happen as much as anxiety. Like, anxiety is with me way more often than what I'm comfortable with. Although, I'm not comfortable about any of this, really. I aside from the next like counseling or whatever it's going to be, I do recognize and want to sit down properly with like a doctor and like properly explain everything to them and see like I might be walking around with a condition that I don't know that I've got, like an undiagnosed condition or something. I don't know what it might be because it's a lot of different things that people can have in this area of health, I suppose. But I would very much like to do that because then if, obviously it would be very helpful if it's sort of, hey, by the way, you have this or that, let's now treat this or that. Hopefully that can make whatever that is better. And I'm not going to try and guess as to what I might have because I don't know. If I do indeed have anything, I might not have anything. Although if a doctor said, like, there's nothing medically wrong with you, like mentally, like we're not going to diagnose you with any conditions. That would confuse me more because I feel like I've got at least one of something else that I don't know that I've got. Like, okay, if a doctor sat me down and said you've got anxiety, I'd be like, well, yeah, I know that. But like another condition. This isn't one that I considered, but I came across this the other day and I decided to take a screenshot of it. This says PTSD warning signs. Now, you might ask me up front, okay, do I think I have PTSD? I don't know. I don't know. I don't feel like that's one of the things I have, but I will be open to. Like, if a doctor told me I've got that, I wouldn't dismiss it or something. So maybe, but I couldn't sit here and tell you yes or no. I do or don't think I've got that. I'm not sure. However, it says here PTSD warning signs, heightened reaction. So there's nine things here, and I'm going to tell you yes or no if I do feel these particular things. That's all I can really give you. Heightened reactions, yes. Emotional detachment, yes. Feeling hopeless, yes. Isolated and withdrawn, I lean more towards yes than no. Depression and irritability, yes. Insomnia or nightmares, not specifically that, but a version of that, which if a doctor said, okay, that is like a version of nightmares, I wouldn't consider myself to have like sleep insomnia, but again, I'm not completely sure. I would lean more towards yes than no. I don't think I've completely not got that, but I don't think I completely do have that. So I'd still say yes. Repetitive unwanted thoughts, yes. Unexplained physical pain, more often than not, yes. So I would say yes. And then it says avoiding people, places, or activities. I definitely do that sometimes. So unfortunately, I would generally say yes to all of them. Again, does that mean I think I have PTSD? That feels like an extreme thing for me to sit here and say, yes, I've got that, because I don't know that I've got that. So again, more from 2nd of July onwards, which is only a few days away. So yeah, so yeah, that's kind of what's been going on. Hopefully I'm trying to do just excuse me, very base level of explaining that, and there's other stuff as well, but some of which I am not comfortable excuse me, talking about here. If anybody's got any suggestions, I would take any suggestions right now, apart from okay, get help for it, because that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah, so that is the mental health update. Yeah, I feel fine right now. Apart from my throat is clearly doing something to me. I feel fine like right now because there's been multiple times I've tried to sit down and record this podcast, but just not been in the mood or been too tired or anything in between those. But yeah, so. Anyway, that's that. I can't really give you any other information, but any opportunity I've got to talk about this and I feel in the mood and have the energy for and want to, I will try to take those opportunities, which this is one of those. So yeah, just keep in mind that, like, even if it seems like I'm doing quite all right on certain episodes, I might not be. I might not be. Yeah, I was kind of I was quite grateful to be covering The Last of Us this year. That 7, 8, 9 weeks, whatever it actually ended up being, because we did previews and post-season episodes and whatever, really did kind of help. Really did kind of help, which I find odd in a way, because like the story is so kind of not depressing, but it's like there's a lot of stuff that happens in The Last of Us that ain't so great. It's very emotional, but it helped me in an odd way. But some people find hope and happiness in odd places, I suppose. So although there are happy, hopeful moments, there are plenty of those. So yeah. Anyway, that's all I've really got. Thank you very much for listening. And because I don't feel the need, like, hey, let's take a break and then we'll talk about numbers. I don't feel like I want to really do that here, and I don't feel like it's important. But what's more important is this. So anyway, if you've got any feedback and thoughts and stuff, there's plenty of information in the show notes. I'm not gonna do the full outro. This isn't one that's gonna fit that. But if you want to help out, not that I'm like saying, hey, you need to help me, but if you have any information, resources, any of that kind of stuff, and you want to share those, then please do that. If you haven't got, what's happening to my throat? If you haven't got like any advice, or you don't know what to say in response, that's fine as well. Don't feel like you have to. Don't feel like you have like the responsibility to kind of help me in a way. I don't want anybody to feel guilty for not doing that. Plus, you might have your own stuff going on. So, anyway, thank you for listening. Check out the show notes for how you can get involved and get in touch. And I'll see you next time. Goodbye.